We are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, and we're beginning on Kuf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom of Kuf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. Zok to Gemara, Omar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, HaKoysev Nechosav La'achar. He gives all the chosav to someone, Va'omah Halo, and the other guy says, I don't want it. Yev Shibem, I don't want to accept the present, I'm not interested. So the Halach is, Kana, his kaina, fill oimid v'tzaveach, even if he's screaming, we'll see why, he says he doesn't want to take it. But even if he doesn't want to take it, he's kaina. Rabbi Yechonam, aloi kaina, Yechon says he's not kaina, because he said he doesn't want to take it. So Gemara explains, Amr of Abba Amam, aloi pligit, it's not a machloikis over here. Kam v'tzaveach mikaro, kam v'shoisik mikaro, v'sev tzaveach. One case is where right away he says, I don't want it. And since right away he says he doesn't want it, so he's not kaina, because he can't be mezak at someone, something, bal karchoi, if it's not good for him. This is good for him, a present. So the Rashbam says, no, it's not good for him. It says in the pasuk, shoynei matana zichya. And therefore, he doesn't want to get presents, so he's saying, I don't want it. And therefore, he can't be kainet on bal karcha. Masha'in came when he was shoysik mi'kara, kam shoysik mi'kara, shoysik tzaveach. He first was quiet, and then he screamed. There it's too late, because once he was quiet, he was kainet. And now, he says, I don't want it. So the only way to give it away is by giving it away as a matana. But saying now, I don't want it, E.F. Shibahem is not enough to give it away. You have to either be mafgarit, or you have to give it away by matana. Just saying, I don't want it anymore, doesn't help. It's not sufficient to get rid of it. Therefore, you coin it. So one case is Tzavech Mekara. Once you acquired first. Omer Narach Bar Yitzchak, Zika Lo Yadei Acha, V'Shosak, B'Lev Sev Tzavech, if you mezake it, I did someone else, and he was quiet. And then he screamed, Bono Mechleikas Rav Shimon Gmil V'Rabbanon. Which means, like the Rashbam explains, that you mezaket to him in front of him with someone else. You had here Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. And he went over to Shimon and said, here, I'm giving you a present. Be koinet for Levi. And at that point, when Levi saw this happening, Levi was quiet. And then when Shimon said, okay, I'm going to give it to Levi now, Levi said, no, I don't want it. I don't want it. That was the case. Shasak of Sev Sevech means the time he came to him, he said, no, I don't want it. But when he saw Shimon taking it, he was quiet. That's a machlekes. Rav Shimon Gamil on the Rabbanon. And that could also be, that would be the Machlekes, Rav Shimon Gamil on the Rabbanon. We'll see what it is, the Tanya went to the Braisa. And Kosev Nechosev L'Acher. Someone writes all the Nechosev over to someone else. V'hoyu behen Avodim. And in this estate were Avodim. Now the guy who was accepting this present did not want to accept it because he didn't want to have to take care of Avodim. Now Rashbam speaks out, even though you technically, the Izzam on the Omok says, that he could tell Aved, work for me, I'm not supporting you. But he might say, he doesn't want to do that. He's not interested. And he's not interested in giving them food either. He doesn't want to take care of them. It's like taking care of Aved is a big job. He doesn't want that. If he doesn't want the whole present. So, my law, I don't want it. So, the law is, according to Rebbe, according to Chacham, is like this, if the new owner was a Kohen, he's the avodu ki yechuma, which means that is the words of Ef Shibahem did not work. It did not work. It goes automatically to the second guy, even though he said, I don't want it. We'll see exactly what the case is. But if the guy's a kohen, the avodim eat chuma already, because it's considered that the second guy got the present. Since the guy, the receiver, says, I don't want to take it, it goes to the yarshim of the giver, of the person giving the present, the estate. And when we analyze this brisa, we asked the Tanakama, Afilo Oimim Vitzaveach. He told me the Tanakama, the guy's saying, I don't want the present. We're saying he gets the Avodim forcefully, and because he's a Kayin, the Avodim get Chum already? How could that be? And Omar Rava Vitema Rebbe Yechanan, but Tzavach Mikara, if right away he says, I don't want the present, the Kuli Amalei Pligi, everyone agrees, the Loi Kani, not Kaina. Shosak, Vosech Tzaveach. The kuliyam le pligi de kani, and a case where he's quiet first. Now, if he says, "You know what? I don't want the avodim anymore." Everyone agrees you are kind of. What's the machlokes? Ki pligi shezika loy ade achar. The machlokes was where he's giving over this estate by giving it to someone else to be zeichet for him. Vishchasak. And the beginning, when he saw this happening, he was quiet. And afterwards, when it came to him, he screamed. And the Gemara explains. Tanakam esavar midishchasak kenenu. He was quiet, he was quiet. Now he's trying, now he's having, feeling bad, now he's having second thoughts. It's too late. Rav Shmuel Sava Noah. You see, when he gets the present, he says, I don't want it. That's Mechiach, he never wanted it. Now, why didn't they scream right away? If it didn't come to my hand yet, why should I scream? What's the point? It's like the Rashbam says, he looks foolish. It didn't come to his hand yet. What is he screaming about? Wait till it comes to your hand. And therefore, he learns, therefore this man the Yama holds, that he's not kinder. So that is the machlokes, and that's what we said before. So it comes like this, if you tzevech mikara, you've shown not kinder. I don't have to accept the present. If I'm tzevech after I already accept the present by being quiet, it's too late. You can't now decide I don't want it. The machlokes is, with zikud loy de'acher. There he was quiet when the schus happened, but by the time he got his hand, he made a macho. So here, that's the shaila. Do we say he was ready kinder, it's too late, or do we say, it's a chiyach soifayat chilas, which means he never wanted it. Why was it quiet? Because he said, well, it's not negay yet. It's not negay. I don't have to make a fight. If it's not negay yet, I'll take care of it when it happens. I'll say I don't want it. Klar? Semi-klar? It sounds like pretty straightforward gemara. Yeah, ganz klar, yeah? Gvaldi. Tonu abonon. Zog the b'chayse weit. Tonu abonon, not a b'chayse. Shchimira, Sha'amar, Tanuma Sai. Now remember, Shchimira, you're all koina at one time, technically, because after Misa is when you're koina. Masha'inkin, if a Bari gives a present away and there you need a Kenyan, see, a Shchimira does not need a Kenyan if he gives away all his Nechasim. And he gives away all his Nechasim, you don't need a Kenyan even. It goes to them automatically without a Kenyan, after Misa at least. But by a regular Bari gives a present, you have to make a Kenyan. Now, when a regular Bari makes a present and gives a Kenyan, we know exactly who's first. If you make Kenyan first, you're second, you're third. Whoever makes a Kenyan first. But a Shchimira is possible things to happen at one time. So, Tana Rabbanan, Shchimira Sh'omar, Tnuma Sayim Mezuz Laplani, I'm giving 200 Jews to Ruvain, Vishaloy Shmeyes Laplani, 300 to Shimon, Va'arba Meyes Laplani, and 400 to Levi. So now we know if Eshtar Choyv comes, if we're talking about here, let's say the Rishbam one of the Shatamah, that's talking about karka. He said 200 zuz worth of karka. Now, Bachoyev, after he's dead, could collect from karka, has lien on the properties. So now he comes to collect, he collects from everyone evenly. Why? Because they all were kinder evenly. Ain't Oymer called Koydim Vishtar Zaycha, that whoever was first, let's say the Messiah Zuz guy was first, because it says first, you don't say that. Why not? Because he couldn't say it all at once. It's impossible. So he just said it in this order because that was the only way he had to say it in order. So therefore, they're all kind of at one time and they're all responsible for the chayv at one time. In Oymrim called Koyde Mishtar Zaycha, the Fikach Yotza Allah of Shtar Chayv, Goyve Mekulam. Therefore, if a Shtar Chayv is come on them, someone brings out a Shtar Chayv to collect from these properties, Goyve Mekulam, he collects from everyone proportionately and evenly. Which means, when I say proportionally, the Rashbam gives an example, because here altogether is 900 zuz. So let's say there's a 90 zuz chayiv. So he takes 20 zuz from the base dinner guy, takes 30 zuz from the 300 dinner guy, and he takes 40 zuz from the 400 dinner guy. He takes everything proportionally. So he takes a proportionate to each person. That's the halacha. So that's what it means. Yotzah. Figure Yotzlov Shachoyev, Goyve Mekulam, he collects from everyone evenly. Aval, if he says. Now remember, this is only by Shchimra, because we said by a regular Bari, it goes after the Kenyan, huh?
It's a small silver land in three different properties. Why is that fair to the Bachoyev?
Because that's all his lien is. And if not, the other guy collects from the other one back there. The lien on the property is all at once, so he only has a lien all at once on the properties.
I had a lien on Yaakov.
No, you can take from one field, just the other guy will be responsible. Everyone will be responsible for the other one. They're all responsible for the same much. You wonder if he could demand take one place? Probably yes. And then they'll rearrange it. Because out the Shibud, no one guy has more of a Shibud than the other one, so it's not right. You can't take from one, not the other one. Because one of them work a Shibud than the other one. That's the Rashbam learns. Aval Omar, Tnu Masayim Zuz Laplaini, V'acharov Laplaini. If he speaks that clearly. The 200 Jews Laplaini, the Acharav and afterwards Laplaini, which means the 300 goes afterwards the Shimon, the Acharav Laplaini. The halacha is, I'm called Koy the Mishtar Zaycha, Lafikri Yotzalah Shtar Choyiv. Since now the first guy who gets the Shtar is Zaycha, the guy who's first in the Shtar, and the next one says Acharav, the one who's first is first, the Acharav is second, and the third Acharav is third. So, Therefore, if a guy comes with a chayiv, you go to the last guy first. That's the halacha. If he doesn't have enough to pay for the chayiv, give him a shalfanav. If he doesn't have enough to pay for the go to the one for that. You go in order, because in such a case, the halacha is that there is an order in it, because he said it v'acharav. Now, even when you say in one shtar, without the word acharav, the Rashbam speaks out, if you quiet in between, like you stop in between, then it also makes a separation, and then each chayiv has a different order. Then there also will be the first one's first, the second one's second, third. It's only if you said it all at once, and you couldn't talk at once, and say all 200, 300, 400 at one time, there it's all at once. But Mashenkin, if you say acharav, or if you stop in between, the halacha will be that the Baal Chayiv will first collect from the last present, and then go to the second last present, and then go to the third last present.